Hi, everybody. This is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and today I am giving a quick run-through tour of how to find things easily on the Paper Outpost. I've got two ways to show you, and most of you probably already know these, but for those of you, this may be new to you, or you're having a little trouble navigating things, I thought I would just do this quick little video. Okay, so let's say you're typing in the Paper Outpost in YouTube because you're trying to find some videos. And what it does is it'll pull up, this is my channel link. It's got my mug and my channel name, blah, blah, blah. And then it's got the list of the latest videos from me, which I think it lists two. And then it shows a little link here that says eight more. If you want to click on that, it'll open up eight more of the most recent ones. But if you don't want to click on that, and you just want to see what else is going on at the Paper Outpost, you can scroll down and it's going to give you random videos down here. These are not related to your search. These are not in any particular order. They're probably most of my videos, but it's going to have other people's videos as we get deeper. But if you want to search for something specifically on my channel, this is how you do it. Okay, there's a couple ways to get there, but one way is just type in the Paper Outpost and then go to my actual channel page, and you do that by clicking on the word the Paper Outpost here, okay? So click on that, and then off we go to the official Paper Outpost page, okay? And now it's gonna look a little different with this stuff at the top because that's my page, but let's say you want to...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Watch all my videos from the beginning of time, okay? The easiest way to do that is to click on videos here, okay, the word videos, and click on it. And then you're gonna see all my videos, but they're gonna be from most recent to oldest or very last. If you wanna start at the very beginning, go over here. Oh, you can see this. I think you can, let me turn this a little bit. There's a thing that says sort by, okay? And you want to click on that, and it's going to give you a choice. And you want to pick date added oldest. You can have date added new add, blah, blah, date added newest, date added oldest, or most popular. Click date added oldest. And that's going to kick. Did it go? I'll try it again. Click, click. Oh, it's loading. Perfect timing. Okay, we're going there. Okay, now we're there. Okay, now what it has done is it has shown you all my videos. If you scroll down, that's all me videos. There's quite a few. But it's going to start at the very oldest video. And you can start there and click on that one. And you can put pause. I'll get yappy, so I'll put pause. And that'll start with that one. So you can, that's how you find them in order as I actually uploaded them not many years ago. We're talking about last year. Last year. Okay, so that's going to start going through them. And you can just watch them one by one. I think there's a way you can actually get them. Oh, yeah, you can click play all, and it'll just keep... It'll play this one, then it'll play the next one, then it'll play the next one. So let's say you're crafting away and you want to do something like, just have some ambient background sound. I do that a lot with videos, just to, you know, have some companionship as I'm crafting. And so that's how you get to the all the videos. So that's the easiest way is you click on videos and then you click on sort by and click date added oldest. And that'll reverse the order. And then you can watch the oldest to the newest. If you want to watch the newest in that order, it should already be preloaded there. But then you just go to, or you can click on date added newest. And this is the most recent video at this point in time of the recording of this video. Okay, so the other thing I want to show you that, I actually ignored for the longest period of time But this little thing up here is your friend. This little magnifying glass will help you find any topics that you're looking for. Or let's say that I know you did a video on dried flowers, and I can't find it. I don't know where it is. I don't know what playlist it's in. Help, help, help. Okay, so what you can do is you click on the little magnifying glass, which is your search bar. Yeah, and that's how you actually search the entire database of the Paper Outpost and my video. So let's put in dried flowers. And the reason why I'm showing you this one is because a lot of people ask if they can see Holly, and Holly shows up in this video. And okay, so what it's gonna do is gonna pull all the videos up with something related to a dried flower, okay? So the one we're actually looking for is the second one. And this one, once you find it, you click on the title, and that will take you to the video, and it will start the video. There's my Holly bear. See, there he is. Okay, that was Holly doing his thing. So if you want to see Holly in action, that's what he really does to my kitchen. But yeah, that's how you find specific topics, okay? So if you're looking for journal tags, or if you're looking for how to make a journal, something like that. You can put in phrases and things like that, but that will help you. One other thing is playlists. If you want to have organized categories, let's say you want to watch all the Using Up Book Pages series, you click on playlists and it will pull all the playlists up here. Okay, so let's see, junk journal construction ideas. Let's save that one. Okay, this is actually how to construct the junk journal itself. Now, okay, oh, this is important. Not a lot of people know this part. You have two choices here. You can either click on the title, which will take you, which will automatically launch the video. Here, I'll just show you. I'll click on the title. It will launch. There's me yapping.
Sometimes the paper can move.
Yep. And it's got a list here of the other videos in that playlist. See, then if you don't want to watch this one, you can just go click on a different one. And you can also set these up to continue playlist. You can loop it, you can shuffle the playlist, all sorts of fun things. But let me go back and show you one other thing. If you don't want to hear me talking right away, let's go to playlists again. And let's say, instead of clicking the title of this first playlist, click this, View Full Playlist. When you click View Full Playlist, you'll just get the videos without anything launching at you right away. And then you can just scroll through here and decide which one you actually want to watch. You know, maybe you want to watch How to Make a Big Book tome, or How to Make a Junk Journal with a Fabric Cover, something like that. That's a different way to search. So I just wanted to show you those things. And maybe one more thing on the main channel, because a lot of people never actually make it to the main channel. They just do a general search, the Paper Outpost, and they're off and running, but they do miss a lot of videos that way. So people have been asking how to find certain topics. And so remember your search bar, it's the little magnifying glass, and the search pops up when you got to click it in order for that to happen. So the other thing is community. If you've never clicked on the community tab, you can click over there. And sometimes I'll put different things in here. Like, for example, I'll do polls. Sometimes I'm trying to get to know you guys a little bit better and find out what you're interested in. And I will do a poll where you can actually vote in the poll for certain topics. Yes, with the Twitter Fest is on its own today, doing its thing. Yeah, sorry. Announcements I'll put here, maybe some links. I did a little pictorial series on how I coffee dye. So you can just scroll down and look at the pictures. And what else is here? There's another poll. There's some pictures of my birds. Those of you who want to see my birds, you can see them in the community. So just different things to check out on the old channel. So now if you want to go back to the channel homepage, just click on home. And then you're back on the channel homepage. So that's how that works. So those are probably the highlights. The biggest thing often is just clicking on videos here. And that'll be the most recent video right there. So you click on videos here, it'll load, and then that'll be the most recent video. So now let's just say you didn't do this. Let's just say you came to YouTube and you searched the paper outpost in general up here because you're just trying to find it. And you don't know where to go. You don't know where the channel page is, but you see this, okay? You can. This is my channel. This is the. Oh, I can't see. Okay, hang on. Okay, all right. This is my channel up here. Okay, so if you click on that, that will take you to my channel. But if you also wanted to get to my channel, but let's say you clicked on a video and you're thinking, let me quiet myself here. Hey, I want to get to her channel page because I want to look up a different topic. Come down here to this bottom left corner and you're going to see my mug and the word The Paper Outpost. And if you click on my mug or The Paper Outpost, they're both going to take you to my channel. And now you're back on the homepage. And if you want to go to videos, you can go to videos and you can look at all the videos. You can look at all the playlists. And you're going to have your little, it's a search here with a little magnifying glass, and you can go ahead and search topics. Like, let's search another topic. Let's search tags. Let's see what that does. All right, so now all of a sudden we have some tag videos using up the book pages, two-tone tags, teeny tiny tags, easy fun circle tags, anything related to tags, it'll pull up. If the word tag or tags is in the video or in the title or in the description, it will pull it up. So you just scroll down here and look for whatever one you were looking for. It'll help you navigate your way through the videos. So I hope that helps. If you have any questions, please feel free to just put them in the comment section below, or you can email me or text me, or you can't text me, but you can DM me. I'm so used to saying, yeah, here's an email or text me. Feel free to put questions in the comments below, and I hope this helps navigate the Paper Outpost, make it a little bit easier for you, because putting out 4 videos a week, I'm starting to amass a sizable amount of videos, and I want you guys to be able to easily navigate them so that you can find what you're looking for. And if you ever have any questions, just ask me and I'll help you. I'm happy to help. I usually can recognize what you're looking for pretty fast, and if you're having a hard time finding it, I will jump in there and help you out. So take care, everybody. You have a grand day. This was just a shorty today. Just saying hi and hoping you're having fun out there. And happy crafting, and remember that fun can be simple and create with reckless abandon. And for those of you that are new, I'll just let you know my favorite tools and supplies are found in my Amazon store, which is located, let me show you that so you can see it. Okay, so you're coming to a video, yeah, and you're watching it. Okay, and now I always say look in the description box below the video. Well, this is what I mean. Okay, below the video, there's this thing that says show more. And that's on my computer, you'll see it. And that's what you want to click on. That's going to open up the description box below the video. And this is where you're going to find the link to my Etsy shop, link to my Amazon store, link to the free monthly newsletter with all its little perks you get, link to my podcast, which you can listen to for free. And here's a link to all my social media sites. And here's a link to all my playlists if you don't feel like going to the channel, but you just want to say jump on to the using up the book page episode series. You can just click on it here. And that's the other thing that I wanted to show you. So that's how you get to that. Now on your phone, I'd show it to you on your phone, but as you can see, I'm using my phone to record this, so I can't show you on my phone. But on the Android phone, there's to find the description box, the little drop down thing. There's a little brown or gold triangle on the right under the video. If you click on that, it'll show you this stuff in the drop-down description box. And I believe it says show more or something like that on the iPhone. Might also be a little triangle somewhere to click on, or a little arrow that points down. So I hope you find that helpful. And so that's pretty much it here at the Paper Outpost. What else? I think I told you everything. So make sure that you're remembering that fun can be simple. That's so weird, isn't it? My hand on the video, and then there's my hand. And create with reckless abandon, everybody. Let's go play with the papers. Take care. Bye-bye.